Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Just last Friday, we began a new series that we've entitled Reigning in Life. Reigning in Life, talking about our authority and our freedom to live victoriously in this life, in the here and now. Romans 5, verse 17. He says, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall what? Shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. How many like the sound of that? Amen. By the gift of righteousness, which we're going to be delving into that in some detail later. But by the gift of righteousness, we should do what?
Reign.
Tell me again. We should do what?
Reign.
Reign when we get to heaven.
No.
Huh? Thank God we'll be free there. But, you know, reign. Did you notice we're not told a whole lot about heaven? We're told some things, but most of the New Testament is not telling us about heaven. You know why? Because we're not there yet. It's exactly right. And you know, it's sad that so many Christians, that's all their songs are about the sweet by and by. All their sermons about when we get to heaven. And it's all right to have that once in a while, but you're not there now. You're here. And the Bible deals with the here and now. And we're supposed to have victory now. Amen. We're supposed to overcome now. We're supposed to receive now. The Lord has given us some things for now. Right? We ought to be checking up, seeing, are we walking in it? Are we living to the fullest of what's available to us now? Because there'll be plenty of time when we get to heaven to shout about heaven and find out about heaven. But right now, there are things, victories to be enjoyed. Amen. Work to be done. Harvest to be gotten in. People to help. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And we ought to be about the Master's business.
Yes.
Life is very short. We ought not be wasting any of it, but getting things done. And you can't get it done except by all the wonderful tools that the Lord has given us. And He has given us authority to reign in life. Now, last Friday, we went into some detail. We went back to Genesis. And we saw that God made man to have dominion. We were made, the Bible says, he created us to have dominion. We were made to reign.
Amen.
Not to be reigned over. We were made to rule and reign.
Yes.
And that's one reason why it just comes up in you so strong. And we think it's because we're Americans. But everybody's like that. Nobody wants to be ruled over by a tyrant. Nobody wants to be kept under some evil person's thumb. We love our freedom.
Yes.
Well, no, you can't be free truly unless you're free in spirit. Unless you're free on the inside. And how many believe Jesus did pay the price and overcame the enemy, stripped the devil,
yes,
brought him to naught,
yes,
defeated him soundly, and gave us our freedom.
Yes.
Galatians said that we ought to stand fast then in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free.
Yes.
Are you free? Then stand in it, live in it, enjoy it. Do not yield and give place to bondage.
Amen.
Live free in Jesus. And so we saw we've been made to reign. We saw how that God gave Adam and Eve dominion, but then they lost it. They handed it over to the devil. I won't go through all of it. Tapes are available if you're interested, but the devil told Jesus that the kingdoms and the authority of all the world had been given to him. 2 Corinthians 4:4 backs that up. It calls Satan the god of this world. Well, did God give all that authority to the devil?
No.
Certainly not. He gave it to his man. And his man bowed his knee to the enemy and gave the authority that he had been delegated to the enemy. So now the enemy is doing so many evil and destructive things in the earth. Sometimes people are trying, they leave the impression that everything that's happening is God. They say, well, you know, God's in control. And the implication is that everything that's happening on the earth, God is doing. Is God in the starving of children? Is God in the ravages and destruction of war? Is God in all of this stuff?
No.
The Bible tells us the thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. You're seeing the work of the devil. The Lord spoke this to my heart some years ago. He said to me, all of the destruction, all of the pain, all of the evil that is in the earth is because man has a free will.
Amen.
Not because God's perfect plan or will. It's because man has a free will and man has chosen wrongly.
Amen.
And that's why you have all this terrible stuff. Does it aggravate you when people try to blame God for all the junk that's going on in there? That's my Father. He's good. He's a God of life and blessing. He's not the destroyer. He's not the killer. He's not the thief. Right? We see before the devil and before sin, everything was perfect in Genesis. And then you jump to the back of the book, and after the devil's removed and everything's done, everything's perfect. Right? Well, what man's sin and the devil's work did in between is not an improvement on God's plan. Are you with me? No. So, we have been made to rule and reign. We've been created to have dominion. And the Bible says through the free gift of righteousness in Him, we will reign in life. Some translations say in this life through Jesus Christ. Now go with me please over to Luke if you're holding your place. Luke chapter 9. Everybody happy tonight?
Yes.
You love the word?
Yes.
We read our text, but before we read further, let's pray a little bit more and release our faith. You know, you're not limited to what I know tonight. The Holy Spirit's our teacher. And if you'll stay focused and stay awake and believe and have faith, you can get something really good tonight.
Yes.
From the Word, from the Holy Spirit. It might not even be something I said, but something from the Word that can answer your questions, fix problems, change your life.
Amen.
Father, we come before you tonight thanking you for everything you've already done. And we submit our hearts and our minds and our eyes and our ears and our lives before you. We say, here we are, Lord. We are yours. Do with us what pleases you. Say everything you want to say. Do everything you want to do. We'll respect your spirit and your word and we'll receive you. Give us capacity to receive. Thank you for our life being changed and bringing us up to a higher place of reigning in Christ Jesus. Thank you. Amen. In Luke 9, before I read this, let me remind you that last Friday, we touched on a few things and saw how that Adam ruled and reigned. God brought the animals to him, and he was the one who named them. If you got the authority to name something, then you have authority over that thing. How many understand? I do not show up at the birth of your grandchild and name them. Huh? Is that right? I would only have authority, Phyllis and I, to name our children. Right? When you can name something, you know, I don't even name your dog. I don't pop up at your house and go, yep, that'll be Shep. You say, hold on now, that's my dog. Right? Who names your dog? Whoever has the authority. Right? I'm just reiterating, the Lord didn't just give Adam a little trial something on that afternoon. He gave him the authority, the Bible said, to have dominion and rule over everything in the air, everything on the surface, everything in the waters. Isn't that what he said?
Yes, sir.
And he so much gave it to him that Adam could give it to the devil and he could do that because God had given it to him. He really gave him dominion. Well, we see sin ruling and reigning on everybody from Adam on through Moses. But then in the process of time, in the fulfillment of Scripture, in the right time, there was one born of a virgin. There was the man, Christ Jesus, and he walked in authority. He spoke to the winds and waves, and they obeyed him. Right? He commanded demons to shut up and come out, and they did. He commanded fevers to leave people and sickness and disease, and it did. He spoke to the fig tree, and it obeyed what he said. He walked in authority. Now, so many people have gotten a hold of that, and they say, well, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that's Jesus, and he's God, and God can do that. Yes and no. He is God, but he was not doing those things as God. The Bible tells us, go read Philippians 2 sometime, said he emptied himself of his mighty weight and glory and became like other men. The Bible said God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. God doesn't need to be anointed. Right? He's the anointer. But see, Jesus had to be anointed, and after he was baptized in the river, you know, and he came up out of the water and he saw the Holy Spirit coming in a bodily shape and form as a dove. And when the anointing came on him, then we see him coming out after the temptation in the power of the Spirit. And we see people being healed and delivered. How? By the anointing and by the authority. But he's doing it as a man, not as God, as a man free from sin. Did you hear me? Somebody said, well, you know, what about us? We could never be free from sin. Oh, yes, we can. I said, oh, yes, we can. That's why the price has been paid. That's why those who receive the free gift of what? Righteousness. That's only available by the cleansing of the blood. That's the ones who know that they've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Those are the ones who will now rule and reign in this life through Jesus Christ. Oh, are you getting stirred up at least a little bit about this? I'm telling you, this is life changing. Now, you know, I don't expect us just to get it all in one night. We're going to stay on this. We're going to camp on this, and it's going to rise up in us like a tide. Amen. And you're going to find yourself on a Tuesday afternoon saying, I'm not going to put up with that. No, you stop that in Jesus' name. You're going to find yourself thinking and doing things that you normally wouldn't have thought of, but you're going to begin to rule and reign in your life by the Anointed One.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Authority Delegated, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001B. That's R-1001B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.